Matthew chapter 19. And it came to pass that when Jesus had finished these sayings, he departed from Galilee and came into the coast of Judea beyond Jordan, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them there. The Pharisees also came unto him, testing him, and saying unto him, Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for every cause? And he answered and said unto them, Have you not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, For this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. Wherefore they are no more two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let not man put asunder. And they said unto him, Why did Moses then command to give a writing of divorcement and to put her away? He said unto them, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, allowed you to put away your wives. But from the beginning it was not so. And I say to you, whoever shall divorce his wife except for fornication and shall marry another commits adultery, and also whoever marries her which is divorced commits adultery. And his disciples said unto him, If the case of the man be so with his wife, it's good not to marry. But he said unto them, All men cannot receive this saying, save those to whom it is given. For there are some eunuchs who were so born from their mother's womb, and there are some eunuchs which were made eunuchs of men, and there are eunuchs which have made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake. He that is able to receive it, let him receive it. Then were there brought unto him little children, that he should put his hands on them and pray. And the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, Suffer, little children, and forbid them not to come unto me, for as such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid his hands on them, and departed from there. And look, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do, that I may have eternal life? And he said to him, Why do you call me good? There's none good but one, that is God. But if you will enter into life, keep the commandments. And he said unto him, Which? And Jesus said, You shall do no murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. The young man said unto him, All these things I've kept from my youth up. What do I yet lack? And Jesus said unto him, If you will be perfect, go and sell what you have, and give to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven, and come follow me. When the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, Truly I say unto you, that a rich man can hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And when his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, Who then can be saved? But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Then answered Peter and said unto him, Look, we've forsaken all and followed you. What shall we have therefore? And Jesus said unto them, Truly I say unto you, that you which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit on the throne of his glory, you also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And every one that has forsaken houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive 100-fold, and shall inherit everlasting life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first.